Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So last year we decided that on a Friday we're not going to go serious topics. This is a topic that's very dear to me.
But here's the thing though. People need to understand that on Fridays you just hit us with surprises. Even we.
Not a size, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine. This is a very chilled one. It is. It's very chill.
Hey, bruh.
This one is for the nerds.
Okay.
The geeks.
Okay.
Like, for example, Chris is going to love this topic.
Okay.
The guys at IT, they're going to love this topic.
Okay.
In fact, maybe you as well, Mpo, a little bit, because you got a geek in you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm very pedantic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And detail is important. Not just jail for the sake of detail, but because things are done for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, a good friend of ours, Dr. Mbuse Ndlozi, posted a video because he's starting his new show on Power.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I think they were playing music in the studio and he had his earphones on.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So then I responded, I said, hey, the cable goes on the left ear, doc. Right? You know me, I post the tease, I keep it moving. When I wake up, this tease got like 250 replies now.
Yeah.
Why is that important? Ah, season no more now. Yada, 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 yada.
How?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I'm finding that, I don't mind. But the reason why things like that are important is because it's the same reason why earphones are marked left and right.
Yep.
Because when you broadcast in stereo, it's actually two separate channels.
Mm-hmm.
The left channel doesn't have the same velocity as the right channel.
Mm-hmm.
A good way to illustrate this is when you listen to songs that have a pan effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the sound sounds like it's moving from the one ear to the other.
Yeah.
That's only possible because of stereo,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-mm.
Now, more importantly, let's say, for example, you are on air.
Yeah.
And then one of these channels goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And I now need to text Chris and tell him, hey, Chris, something is wrong. And he goes, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I won't know whether it's a left channel or the right channel unless I have got the polarity right.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So things that I'm going to go to a left, I'm going to go to a right if you got it the other way around. And things that I'm going to go to a right, I'm going to go to a left.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that to the ordinary person, this seems like it's very insignificant.
No.
But it's actually very important.
It's very, very important.
I mean, at the movies, they've got surround sound. And with surround sound, you'll also have a left and a right speaker or output.
Mm.
And when they pan, let's say you're watching something and someone is coming from the right side of the screen, then they would have to pan it to, sometimes they do that.
Mm.
Now, if you've got it the other way around, you don't experience the greatness and you don't even appreciate how particular they are with the editing. And you get that at movies a lot, where sounds are coming either from the back, from the left, from the right, or directly from the front based on the screen and where things are.
And that's why there's awards for sound scores as well.
Yeah,
yes.
Boy.
Because there's a lot of work that goes into it. It's not just
Mbundo. I'm going to go at your other employer here. Like, you generally, I mean, you guys get a lot of things right, but sometimes, and I've seen it a lot recently with like the online stuff that they post, right?
Mm-hmm.
The audio on the online interviews is always phasing.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Have you heard it? Again, that's a polarity issue.
Yeah.
So,
I'm about content. That's why this conversation is interesting. But you can see there's hardly any input from me. I'm about the content. If you guys are about the overall quality, how it sounds, if I've done my research, I've read enough about a specific politician, let's go in. Let's go
in. But if we can't hear you, exactly.
Yeah.
It's got to be presented in the right way.
Yeah, I suppose that's why you have the technical guys. You have us who are the content people. So let me give you the news, okay?
Yeah, but you know, it's very interesting. Like when we started it, why? There was a guy named DJ Monde. DJ Monde was very passionate about radio. And so he would come in when you do, it's called a dry run. You see that thing that Mbuse was doing?
Yeah.
It's a dry run. So you come in and you mock a show. So you pretend you're on air and you do the show. You get used to everything. And he was teaching us how to run desk.
Mm.
And he was telling us basically how the desk runs, the on-air features, the off-air features. There's a lot of things that you're able to do. Like, for example, as I'm speaking to you now, you at home will not know it, but there's a way for me to listen to a song that's coming up next. You won't hear it. I'll hear it maybe in my right ear, and then I'll be speaking to Mpo, though.
Pre-fading, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When Mpo reads the news, you'll notice that, for example, the background music dips to a certain level, the disc does it. I have to run into a certain point. I need to mark the points. Okay, if I put it at negative 20 dB, all of these things are technical things that it's a lot of detail, but it doesn't mean much to you. You just know that, ah, I just enjoy the show. And if one of those things is off, all of a sudden, the news would seem boring to you. You'd be like, why is the news quiet? Like, why is the sports bulletin boring? But why doesn't it seem like it's got energy?
I think it's kind of the details that at times we don't look at. Like, for instance, Mfundo's talking about, I just want to be for the content. But as much as the content might be great, if you're looking off and your hair is a mess and your makeup is a mess, I'm not hearing anything you are saying. Because the whole time
Fair enough.
Why isn't Mfundo looking like that? Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it's the little details sometimes
they
that matter.
Do matter.
And that's why, sorry to interject there, because it's going to come to your point and Saul's point. That's why podcasts are what they are.
Yeah.
Because podcasters are not used to the technical issues that go with broadcasting. Mm-hmm. That's why Mac G is the biggest podcast in the country, because Mac G came from broadcasting.
Yep.
And at some point, it does matter. Speaking of podcasting, do me a favor, go and listen or watch the Sunday World podcast, right? Mm-hmm. You won't even finish an hour, even though the content is great. I remember when they had Lebu, who was separating from LaToya.
Yeah.
I couldn't finish it because it was so
clipping
bad. No. There was a reverb. It sounded like they're in a toilet. It was just bad. And sometimes even when the content is great, you'll realize you can't listen for something for too long or it gets uncomfortable. Like Kelvin Momo, he's such an amazing producer, and people would complain that his mastering and his mixing was bad. The melodies and stuff are all great. Like the news content is great. But if the screen is fuzzy, I can't see you properly. People eventually realize it and don't enjoy it. And sometimes they don't know why, but they realize they don't enjoy it as much.
And it's that's why we have a division of roles.
Yeah,
because if I'm going to specifically focus on bringing you the content, somebody must be the one who brings you the great visuals, the audio as well. So it's important. Kudos to you, Caesar, because you seem to be doing it all, because you're quite good with the desk and all of that, but still can focus on the content. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, you want individuals to say, you deliver the content, I'll see to the audio and the visuals.
100%. In fact, at 702, let me think. I think it was myself and Kenny Maestri only who ran our desks.
You see,
even at Power, you generally have a technical person who runs desk for you. But personally, I've generally appreciated running my own desk.
Yeah.
It helps you center your thoughts. It helps you plan your links better. So, Mina, I want to be the driver.
So, because you come from the school of why, right?
Yes.
And why they teach you
yes,
that.
Yes.
At 702, they used to say that running a desk occupies a part of your brain, and so you're not able to concentrate on what the listener is saying to you, etc.
True, guys, I've done a current affairs shows for like a good 3 years in my province, and they would not allow me to run the desk.
So let us know, okay, you at home, when you listen to your earphones, do you care whether the L is on the left side, the R is on the right side, or do you just put them on and keep it moving? Are we being too pedantic?
There's a radio station I like to listen to on Sundays. Yes, it's what? Seven. The presenter's old, and I don't think he has the best producers or behind team. You can't even hear him on the phone or on, even if you're surfing on the internet. So it has to do with something or cool magal. Mara abanye ama presenters bavagala right.
Yeah, so you see there, for example, hey man, I love this stuff. I can speak about it for hours. So with mics, there's something called a unidirectional mic and an omnidirectional mic.
Yeah.
A lapel mic, for example, that mic that's smaller and that you see that goes on somebody's collar, that's an omnidirectional mic, which means if you take that lapel mic and you go to a noisy environment, the noise will go into that mic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? An RF50, a handheld mic, that's like a unidirectional mic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you use if you're going to interview people in a club, for example, because only when a person is speaking into it directly will then take the sound and amplify it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will not be amplified. If you amplify ambient noise, obviously what's going to go out is...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are things that are important.
Which is how you get to hear the crowd at a stadium, because we have all these boom mics around the stadium. Mm-hmm. Create that ambient noise.
So what was the mic that caught the minister, the finance minister?
Okay, so those were just different mics. I don't know what everybody was using, but again, looking at how they were set up, it would have been unidirectional mics. Mm-hmm. Some of them use that. But then there's other people that come there and set up a boom mic.
True.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because have you seen, each broadcaster brings their own mic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some people have the long, thin ones. That's a boom mic. Mm-hmm. And you know it's a boom mic because it's got perforations even on the side.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's why you're able to catch a guy talking about, he's making me angry.
You're going to give him 3.5.
Yes.
Now he's getting 2.5.
When is it going?
You see now.
I'm not a music person or audio or sound engineer, but on TikTok and some channels on YouTube, you can actually appreciate the quality of sound by listening to, just Google 8D audio and Google a story or whatever, and you'll see, you'll appreciate the left to left, right right combination in terms of headphones. Just give it a try. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Yo, I didn't know, Nina Guti, if I put my earphones on, the other one is on the left, is, I'll just put them on. But my son just told me now, Guti, there's a left, there's a right. Yeah, we learn every day, ne?
But I think it's important. Mina Vele, I have those earbuds things, so I have to make sure that right is right, left is left, because even how they are designed, it feels better in the ear if you put them the correct way. But yeah, I do that.
But this one is different. I can experience already. Earphones are earphones and feel uncomfortable. How can they left take a right? But with headphones, I think it's a different case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very particular about that, Sizwe. I think some producers even make sure that you are able to visualize, if you close your eyes, where on a live show the drums are, where the keyboard is, and etc. on a live show, right? On stage, you can be able to visualize that. There was this feature on the Sony Ericsson where when you listen to the clip, you would actually hear, visualize the person cutting your hair, where they are cutting it, then you would actually feel like they are literally behind you because of that. So it actually makes all the difference.
100%. And in fact, Saul will tell you, if you go into music production now, right? Back in the day, it was a lot more difficult, but now there are visual aids. So if you go into maybe Cubase, right? Cubase is like a sequencing software, mastering software. There is a module that you go in where it will map a room for you.
Yeah.
And then you can place the instruments in that room where it's supposed to be. And all of that can only be possible because of stereo broadcasting.
And do this. Whenever you're wearing headphones, listen to a song by Vigro Deep called Soundcheck. In the break, he does this beautiful thing with the left and the right. You really appreciate it. Vigro Deep, Soundcheck.
Guys, any show, I will say in simple words, multitask. I mean, I'm going to lockdown. I remember when they were grooming us, my Sunday school, go youth thing, go to the MC, we show my memory verse, we end the poetry and stuff like that. But I'm going to but you can pay him a shena bantu, who pay him in Troganza, eh, Ututi and Zaranjal, Uto listening styles is Bale, Kaleni, Ausa Constraints and Amand, Uba to pay a little boy Palide, Bendi Palo, Ubona Lestel Sakalumutu, sometimes you shake or Vele Uvele Evan, Kusuga Yonk and Pesbatai, stage what eh. So, I guys in pick up my multitasking and mean I am like Dala Shem.
Are you sure you should be driving and sending voice notes then?
That's funny.
I'm very, very particular with my sound. I have gone through hundreds and hundreds of earphones trying to find the best one until obviously the Apple stuff came out because they're the best and I got one of those. I want to hear every single thing in that song. If the one side is written L and the other side is written R, I put them just like that. No compromise. I want to hear every single thing. And I'll go around comparing earphones, looking for the best one. I'm still looking for a set better than the ones I'm using currently now.
So now let me tell you this, and you're going to think this is crazy. There's different set of earphones for different things. So I've never counted now, but I've easily got more than 10 pairs of earphones. So I've got a set of earphones for broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And it depends on sort of broadcasting. So if I'm going to do a talk show, I've got a set of earphones for that. If I'm going to do a radio show with music, instead of earphones for that. If I'm going to listen to music that's already produced, instead of earphones for that. If I'm going to produce music myself, instead of earphones for that. And it's kind of like, think of it as maybe cooking, right? When you cook, you're not the one who's going to add all the salt on the food.
Yes.
You make the food just so it's tasty enough. And then the person can come and they can add their own aromatics, etc. and so on. So graphic equalizers, for example, are things that people put onto music once it's been produced and mastered and sent out. But you can't produce a song and add bass on it and say, no, 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 when you see Twitter, you mustn't do that. When you produce a song, you must make it flat and have the person who's consuming the song decide what they want to amplify on this.
And also, when you're creating the music and you've got flat speakers, they're not lying to you.
Yes.
So when you're making music with speakers that are meant for music enjoyment at home, they've got too much bass. Here you're thinking your song is pumping with the bass. Imamelo abanye abantu, turns out your song is very flat because you use the wrong speakers.
100%. Man, I love this. We could speak about it for two hours.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.